first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ed Weingold takes stock of our present president.
In just over 3 years, the president of our one-time respected first world country has made America so great again that we lead the world in coronavirus deaths, blatant racism of a police state, and the epicenter of world economic disaster. We have devolved into worse than a third world country of nearly 40 million people without jobs. Some might call us a failed state. In fact, third world countries have left us in the dust handling the pandemic, while the federal response pits individual states to compete with each other to stem the tide of death. The endemic racism that keeps our nation shackled to our shameful past is part of the corrupt dissension that the Trump crime family foments. See how he has encouraged racism to emerge from beneath the rocks where it has festered for years. Yes, the same rocks of institutionalized racism that could eventually cause our ship of state to founder and break up. As peaceful petitioners were cleared from Lafayette Park last week with tear gas and flash and bang grenades to give the president a mawkish photo op with a Bible, used more like a stage prop in his reality show of an administration, we all saw the hollowness of a bad actor. We've had a few crummy presidents in our lifetime, but the impeached resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and his corrupt sycophants take the cake. I'm Ed Weingold.
Ed Weingold is a writer living in Santa Cruz. His recent book, A Map of the World with All Faults, can locally be found in bookstores. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.